Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, October 14th, 2024, pre-market report. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to put a few things together here for you, as I usually do. But we, you and I, have to start thinking just a few weeks ahead what's about to happen and how this is going to change the financial situation here. It is going to change. There's just no doubt about it. I'm referring specifically to the presidential selection here. Now, we understand for the most part what each of these things plan is. It's to obviously vastly expand the debt. The debt is the enemy. You understand that? The enemy of the world today is central banks, and they are fulfilling their goal to become what I have explained to you for over 10 years. The lender and buyer of last resort. And they're going to utilize every trick in their book and even things you can't even imagine yet to continue to pull cash into the system to maintain this illusion. I think we're on the same page with that. What we can count on, what we know for a fact is going to happen moving forward, is, how do I say this, a new phase of hyper debt moving forward. Because again, it can't stop. Not only can it not stop, it has to be pulled into the system exponentially more. In other words, every avenue, excuse, whatever thing they want to throw at us to keep this going is going to happen here. Whether it's war, we have to talk more about that, expanding war, creating this project, that project, making lies up out of the clear blue sky and telling you, well, you know, this is what we're going to do. Now, we're going to talk. So what we understand is central banks here, none more so than the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank are working together in lockstep to bring us all to our knees, to assure our own destruction. Again, we are no longer being led to our own demise. We're leading ourselves, or at least they think we are. Most people are. There's no doubt about it. They have no doubt. I have no doubt at all that that's exactly what's going on here. And they're laughing at us. So the European Central Bank is set for another interest rate cut. The Federal Reserve is moving in lockstep as well. This mechanism here. Look, rates are already at historic low. Any freaking creature promising you lower rates is obviously working as closely as they can with the Federal Reserve to help them inflate. Again, central banks, they can't just say, hey, guess what, everyone? We're going to keep rates low. They have to get into the market and make it happen. They do this by creating vast amounts of cash out of nothing, buy all the debt, monetize the debt, which actually, you know, look, man, I don't know how many of you need to be brought up to speed on this, and I don't think it's too many of you that follow this blog, but this is how the government is actually funding itself via the Federal Reserve monetizing the debt. Otherwise, we'd be in a Mad Max situation right now here in the United States and around the world. Now, with regard to what central banks are going to do in lockstep, none more so than this one here, and the Fed is drown us. Again, this is a destroyer. The destroyer here is hyper debt, and they are not done. Anyway, let us move forward. So we understand another phenomenon that's occurring that you and I nailed to the wall. Let's talk about that for a moment. While all these other people, and I know there is a lot still talking about this month. Well, it's this month, people. It's this month. The market's going to crash. There must be a dozen or so, maybe more so, videos about that. And I've gotten them all from you. I ignore this stuff, people. What I focus on is what I know is going on here. And that is, again, it's hyper debt. We're seeing a phenomenon here that is just an incredible thing. Actually, since the dot-com bubble, you know this already. We haven't seen a market go up this fast. That is hyper debt propelling the market. Now, the promise here of artificially suppressed rates, central banks devaluing their currency on the back of obviously keeping rates artificially suppressed, puppets, whoever's chosen to sit behind the Resolute Desk will be assisting the Fed in full bore hardcore in fulfilling their goal. And we're going to talk more about that in a moment here. But anyway, what that's doing is just have a look at a couple of things. You know, look again, how far ahead of the curve we are. How about this one? A record $6.4 trillion is piling up in U.S. money market funds. Here's another headline for you. You're going to love this one, of course. The market rally is broadening. Oh, imagine my shock. Why? Is it because we're fundamentally strong? Is it because our economy is booming? How about no? Here's another one for you. A stock market upside breakout. An upside breakout? We're already skyrocketing here. We don't get pullbacks anymore. There's no such thing. I mean, it's just an incredible phenomenon to witness, and you know this. The faster that the world economy craters, the higher this market's going to go. Look, as long as they're able to maintain this hyper-debt environment, which looks to me like it's about to get a lot worse, hold that thought for just a moment. Where do you really think the stock market's going to go? Do you really honestly believe the stock market's going to crash? We have, what, 2 weeks left of this month? Is it really going to, is the stock market going to crash within the next 2 weeks? How about no? All right, now after the selection, we need to talk. We need to talk. But for the next 2 weeks, there is no way, shape, or form. They're going to be, again, these people, and they really make me want to puke, I'll be honest with you, who every month are calling for a crash, who are pointing at this date and this time, and they've been wrong 100% of the time. How they have one person, one, who continues to follow their work is beyond me. I just don't understand it. I really don't. It's too easy. I don't know what they're missing or what they're trying to sell the people that follow their work. It's too easy to understand. If we realize that, again, it's the debt market which is driving everything, and I mean, I can't stress that enough. If we realize that that element of the market is going to be rigged to the highest order and beyond, and that means, what does it mean? It means cash is going to make its way into the stock market. Henceforth, why a record $6.4 trillion is piling up in money markets. Henceforth, why stock market upside breakout is just around the corner, although we're in one now. Henceforth, why the stock market rally is broadening. It's all about easy money. And the promises, literal promises, from Kamala and Trump that they're going to work with the Fed to keep rates suppressed and sell you their plan. Now, let's talk. You know how I operate, Greg Mannarino. I see a headline, and I write things down. So this is with Kamala here. What Kamala Harris' economic plan could mean for your future, debt super crisis. I just popped into my head. Now, look, let's outline Kamala's plan real quick. You know what Kamala's plan is? It's basically to throw hundreds of the billions of dollars at a problem that no matter, she could throw trillions of dollars at this problem. Okay, what am I referring to? An economy in free fall around the world, not just here in the United States. You see, Kamala here, along with Trump, want to keep you in your box that the United States, we're the greatest nation on earth. Meanwhile, you know that. We just had our credit rating downgraded at least twice in the last just few years here, as you know. We've lost our status as the economic engine of the world. Now it happens to be Asia. All right. But again, look, both of these creatures, Kamala and Trump, are promising you they're going to bring back manufacturing. Really? How about manufacturing here? They don't even have any factory orders right now. Manufacturing, factory activities contracting. It's been in contraction for a very, very long time. But see, they don't want you to know that. They can't tell you that. The jobs that have been lost, people, I got a big surprise for you. Ain't coming back. All right. But anyway, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars thrown in. Where's that cash come from? We don't have it. It comes straight from the Federal Reserve. And it helps them fulfill their plan. Now Let's talk about Trump's plan. Trump to move fast on tariffs, says Wall Street firm. Hold that thought. So I know a lot of you believe that tariffs are the answer here. And what you're not allowed to know, and what Kamala is not going to tell you, is Trump's tariffs, they're already being enforced right now. The tariffs on China, Biden's been utilizing that ever since he set foot in the Oval Office. Last year, he started re-implementing Trump's tariffs right under your nose. You weren't allowed to know that one because it would look bad for him, but that's the truth. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Anyway, with regard to these tariffs here, Do you know how this is going to play out? Do you have any idea? So let's just back up for a moment. Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's Kamala's plan to... And that, where do we get that cash from? The Federal Reserve. How does that help you? It doesn't. It buries us in debt, super debt, and hyper debt. No. Trump's plan is these tariffs here. How many of you recall what happened to the trade deficit during Trump's tenure? You remember how this was going to work? Trump said it would actually help shrink the trade deficit. What actually happened was the polar opposite. Imagine my shock. A politician lied to you, and they continue to lie. Oh, wow. Oh, who would have guessed that one? Anyway, look, man. Trade deficits are going to explode. Debts and deficits are going to explode. Either plan here, okay, is going to cause debts and deficits to hyperballoon. Now, just sticking to Trump's plan, who's going to make the difference up with regard to debts and deficits? Well, the same people that are going to help Kamala, the Federal Reserve. They're both working with the Federal Reserve here to make them stronger. Maybe you don't see it yet. Hopefully you're waking up. Now, what do you guys think about this Scott Bessent guy, this hedge fund manager who's going to be working with Trump, apparently, if Trump is selected, to help implement these tariffs that are going to help the Fed get stronger? Do you think that this guy, what did I do here? Do you think that this guy has your best interest in mind or his own? He's already a multi-billionaire. His interest and the interest of his firm. Or you come first. Do you come before his firm? You think that's going to happen? You think he's going to put you before himself, his family, and his firm? You know the answer to that. You're not that stupid. Now, let me show you something else here. The United States is now deploying a multi-billion dollar anti-missile system to Israel. Oh, that's not the whole story. They're going to be manned by U.S. troops. Yeah, just as you and I would have expected to see. So yes, the United States is directly involved in this war. We have blood in the game, and they don't care if those people's blood and guts get splattered all over the place. So another multi-billion dollar. Where does that cash come from? Oh yes, it comes from the Fed too, because we don't have it. All this cash comes from the Fed. You know that. We're the most... The United States is the laughingstock of this world, okay? We're the most indebted nation in the history of the world, with the most indebted servants, or should I say slaves, citizenry, in the history of the world. But that's going to change when Kamala takes office, right? Or when Trump takes office? People, look, man, we got to start thinking ahead a little bit. If we, what we're going to see moving forward, we're already in a hyper-debt crisis situation, but if you think that's done, if you think Kamala's plan is going to fix it, you think Trump's plan is going to fix it? No, absolutely not. They're going to work as close as they can with the Fed to help the Fed fulfill their goal. Just like this guy is. Just like this guy is. He's going to help the Fed too. Because again, to make up the debt and deficits from these tariffs that we're going to see here, and don't... Oh, you don't believe me? Look at the last tenure. That's how well it worked. And look at Biden right now. Same thing. Trump's tariffs are in effect right now. Oh, you're not supposed to know that, but yes, they are. What's happening to debts and deficits? They're hyperballooning. But it's all going to change. You know it is. What do you think about all this? What do you think, really, people? Come on, man. It's your move. Now it's time for you to make your move if you haven't yet. And I know you have. If you've been with me for any length of time, you're already in the right spots. People, look, man, the beauty, the absolute beauty of what you and I have been doing here is we don't have to deviate. We don't have to change. I've already told you this. We are so on target. We've been in that place for quite a long time, and we're laughing. We're laughing. But I can just say this, man. We are being eliminated. I've been telling you this for I don't know how long. This is an extermination. This is an extinction level event for the middle class. Period. The end. And there is no way out because we have no one to stop the Fed. The Fed is in full control, and they got puppets promising you lower rates, who are obviously playing right into the Fed, selling you their plan. And you know what that means? That means we lose unless we take action, and we are taking action again, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, realizing, look, man, you knew all this. You knew this already, all this stuff with regard to the stock market going higher, trillions of dollars making its way into the market. Don't take Greg Mannarino's word for it here. Look at Bloomberg. Stock market breakout. It's already breaking out. Rally is going to continue. Yeah. Let's see. Let's just see where this goes. I think it's a no-brainer here. I mean, zero. You don't even need one functioning brain cell, people, to understand this here. But again, man, what does it mean for you and me again? Stay in the course, buying the dips in this market, becoming our own central banks, owning silver, my favorite asset of all time, gold, my second, commodities, cryptocurrencies as well across the board. Come on, man. Come on, man. We got it. We got this down. We're invincible as far as I'm concerned. All right, people, look, I'm going to let you go. I want you to think about this, what I said here. Central banks coordinating their efforts to bring us to our freaking knees. Lying to us about inflation. How's this one from the other day? Consumer price increases in September come in hotter than estimates. By whose estimate, man? Not yours or mine. We knew this already. And the lies, the deceptions, the propaganda, the look here, the don't look over there. Interesting times we're living in, people. Very, very interesting times. All right, look, I'm going to let you go. People, I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really do hope to see you there. Have your questions ready for me. Let's just do this, all right? We got this. Love you all. Until we meet again later, please take care of yourselves and each other, okay?